The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I think candidates are also posturing. I think they're posturing for the possibility of an open convention. I think some candidates think that, you know, there's leverage to be had over making these kinds of statements. There's no leverage over us.
Once again, what is the conversation about? It's about, will there be a third party jump from the Republican Party? You know that this whole thing with the pledge was big news last week. I pledge you're going to enjoy America tonight. How's that? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. And we've said it before, there is no doubt. Listen, it's not a good thing if you have Donald Trump, who is clearly the front runner, even if he's starting to slide in a couple of the polls. When you look overall at what the totals are, it wouldn't be great for the Republican Party to have him dive into a third party, because then you got to look at where votes are going, and it becomes that much more complicated. Do you want a Rubik's Cube, or do you want a straight way to get to a vote? You want the straight way. You want to worry about the one main opponent, which would be the Democratic opponent. You don't want to have to deal with somebody. Donald Trump. By the way, Cruz wins a big delegate battle in North Dakota. Cruz is hanging around. He simply is not going to go quietly into that good night. But delegate-wise, because so many of the early caucuses and primaries went to Donald Trump, you know, you could be looking at, what, a brokered convention? The convention, here's the deal. If you look at the required amount to take the nomination on the first ballot, you need 1,237. Cruz technically won no delegates in North Carolina, but neither did Donald Trump or Ohio Governor John Kasich. So the deal is you want to have the amount of, it's like North Dakota, the New York Times talks about a battle over whether the delegates should be pledged or unpledged. Cruz sees the result as a win because the state's North Dakota nice image doesn't really meld with Trump's persona. So Trump and Kasich might not consider the outcome a win for themselves. Neither commented about North Dakota through late on Sunday. I mean, but here's the problem. With the delegates, the superdelegates, the pledges, it's so cockamamie. It is. I mean, 25 undeclared delegates, what happens to them at the nominating convention? So he claims the North Dakota Republican convention on Sunday, but what does it mean? It just means more FaceTime saying that because he was declared the winner. It's very, very cockamamie, I think, the way we do this. It's all over the board and different for every state. And I get that the money is there. So the money being pumped in for ads, et cetera, help a local economy. I wouldn't want that to go away if I were somebody counting on that, especially in a big political race, a presidential race. But it's so crazy. A contested convention in the summer. You know, they could choose someone else that isn't even running yet. If they don't like Cruz and they don't like Trump, that can happen. The establishment can use that. So it's kind of like Cruz is the spoiler. But if they go in and decide in the summer that there's somebody else, they can do it. And then here's the question, would there be a revolt? You know, people are talking about, oh, it will be a revolt. I still don't think that would temper that decision to go in brokered. Say, why not? So, I mean, this is the way to do it. If you got to come up with the way to do it, there's the way. There is the way to do it. Now, here's what's interesting. I was thinking this today. And we start with Priebus. And the idea of the pledges was there was pledges that were supposedly signed that I will back up whoever the candidate is that is chosen if it's not me. And now that's not the way even Kasich, Cruz, and of course Donald Trump, that's not the way they're feeling. So Priebus says, listen, there's consequences to Trump's, what are the consequences to his third party run and the threat? And he said there are consequences if he feels he was cheated out of the nomination. So what would the consequences come from? You know, this is what Priebus said on the Sunday Swirl. He said, if you were running for president of the Kiwanis Club or the Boy Scouts, and you said you don't know if you like the Kiwanis or the Boy Scouts, I think that makes your challenge even greater to ultimately win those kinds of posts. It's no different for the Republican Party. So he's saying, if you parachute out and say, forget it, and just do a third party, then it's even harder. He thinks it'd be harder to get votes. I'll tell you what, I think it'll mess everything up if that happens. What happens if Donald Trump jumps out and then it's just Hillary Clinton on the other side? No jail time, no anything for the emails. Look out below, is what I say, because it means that she's got a wide open lane. It's a wide open lane if that were to happen. So there's your big question. Is it smart for the Republican Party to talk about Trump as if he wants to do that, he won't mess the party up? He's not that big of a factor. I think they know he is a big factor. They just don't want him to be the guy. What happens when you elect someone you don't want? What happens? What happens when he's the one that everybody else wants and they want to nominate him? Do you give the people what they want, or do you play the games behind the scenes because you're the establishment and you can do it? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You can jam on those digits and be heard. Or you can send me your thoughts. I know a lot of people do that because we always have an exploding mailbag, if you will. So many emails come in every day. That's americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. You are into the secret world simply by doing that. It's that easy. I'll tell you what, it was just that easy. All right, right at the top, sad news, Amtrak derailment once again in that Philadelphia area. Construction workers were killed. The train smashed into a backhoe, of all things. People were evacuated out of the train. It was a mangled mess of steel. The NTSB is looking at a bunch of different factors that could have played into the crash: mechanical, operations, signal track, human performance, and survival. So this is not anything new. They've got a data recorder that faces forward facing and inward facing video from the train, and that's been recovered. I mean, why was the backhoe on the track near Chester, just south of Philly? And why did the train continue from New York to Savannah, Georgia, when an Amtrak construction workers may have been on the track? You know, why didn't they move from the train? That's your basic question. Start from there. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Number one, I beat Hillary Clinton in virtually every poll. I'm the only one that does it on the Republican side. And secondly, when they look at the record, when they look at the record of job growth, the record of international foreign policy knowledge and experience, I believe that a convention will look at somebody like me, and that's why I think I'm going to be the nominee. We just have to keep going, and we're going to have an open convention.
Yep, that there was John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, talking about, hey, listen, we'll just have to have an open convention. How do you feel about that idea of going into the convention knowing that pretty much, you know, it could be anyone? It could be somebody completely different. Who does the establishment really see in that spot? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And to re-rack the Amtrak horrific accident that happened, here's what one person had to say.
We just woke up to kind of a boom and a hesitation and a smoky, kind of nasty smelling smoke started coming in the train. People were, it was scary.
It is scary, and to think that this has happened a few times, it seems like lately. 341 passengers, 7 crew members were on it when it crashed. 35 people were injured. 2 people were killed, but they were outside of the train. They were the construction workers that I just talked about. And if you just dived into these airwaves and heard my voice, hi, Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight, a little slice of what's going on in your backyard, in my backyard, and part of that conversation, little politics, little freaky accident. Grim in Mississippi, hello.
Basta slos there, Kate.
Muy bien.
Well, what do you think of that global climate change?
Yeah.
Don't know when to plant. Cherry
there
blossom,
you go.
Cherry Blossom Festival probably canceled. I want to talk about something I meant to bring up 2 weeks ago, Kay.
Oh, then that means you've been storing. You're like a squirrel with nuts.
Well,
you're
you
pulling it out. You're ready.
You told me I need to write it down. I wrote this one down, and I.
All right. Let's hear it. Bring it out. We're excited now.
You even mentioned last week that you were a previous Democrat that converted.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned in the past that, you know, most of your family, because you're from the Eastern Coast, you know, is Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But probably older siblings and older relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try to do my best to explain scientifically by a supported hypothesis just why Democrats are the way they are.
Okay.
Now, the punchline and supported part are a tad long, but here we go. Geographically, Democrats are located in the largest cities that border coastlines, excluding the deep south coastlines. Cities such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Baltimore, Newark, Jersey Shore, all the way down to Myrtle Beach. Well, two Sundays ago, major news network announced that New York City, New York, and Newark, New Jersey public work records may have been falsified, just as Flint Creek, Michigan, because the 100 to 50-year-old plumbing was manufactured without any controls on the lead contents in the metal pipe, just as Flint Creek and all the cities across the nation. There's your hypothesis. Lead poisoning, which stunts cognitive thinking, reasoning. Now, to support that even further, one of the first EPA supporters and its major win admittedly mistaken what, you know, he was from the middle of the Midwest and mistaken what to be potato chips was actually lead paint. Harry Reid. And next time you get in a heated debate with one of your relatives, don't argue. Just get up. Go into the kitchen, because you probably, your generation, was raised mostly off bottled water. Grab you a bottled water and then pour a glass of water and walk back in and hand it to the RDUE.
Yeah, which one do you want? Do you want the bottled water or do you want the tap water? I got that.
Oh, no, you're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
When she asks, you can explain it. Or
yeah.
Him, or
yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah, you're hilarious. Yep.
Because just maybe, that you know, they'll come around from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dan's going to get his wish, but I still think, you know, it's going to be riots with the Republican Party, riots with the Democratic Party, summer heat, towns are going to start flaring up and rioting because of this. Obama steps in, hands over that top secret piece of information about Hillary, and declares martial law.
You really think so? Come on.
Well, you never know.
But you never know.
It's a good way to plan a coup, if you ask me.
Just start throwing it out there. Yeah.
Well, he's pretty well set up everything else to where, you know, it wouldn't take much to, you know. I mean, I'm sitting here where they're claiming up around Jackson that Clinton, Mississippi, probably this summer going to be just like Missouri.
Wow, really? Because there's so much unrest?
Well, they're in a big dispute because your brother is a cop. And you know this. Once you start fleeing from a cop, they can pursue you till the end of the world.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just felony fleeing, and you're in pursuit of them regardless. So, you know, never run from the law. Always stop. But they sued from the city of Clinton into Jackson, and young black man got shot. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Wow.
And the problem is the two police departments are arguing.
Right, right. So that starts it. That's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ball is rolling.
You get Jesse Jackson in.
Mm.
Yeah, we've already had that. I'm sure you ain't caught the reports.
Yeah.
But now that lead report two Sundays ago, they reported that possibly the public works departments of Newark and New York City may have falsified it. Now, when you throw in fluoride and chlorine and deteriorate them pipes, and see, originally when they smelted pipes back then, they didn't have EPA controls on the amount of lead. So they didn't really remove a lot of the impurities they do when they smelt pipe now because they are under control.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you know what? You wonder, too. I mean, we're talking about one area and another area and another area. I think that there are thousands of people in this same predicament.
Well, anything from 50 to 100
yep. years,
they use galvanized pipe. If they ain't replaced it with PVC.
Yep.
But, you know, heck, 100 years from now, they could start finding, because I'm an engineer, and I had to even do what they call PCB labels. Labeling, you know, this does not contain any PCB.
Ah, gotcha.
And, mm-hmm. and so I know all about this. You know, I know all about American National Standards and Institutes when it comes to stuff like this as an engineer.
Right.
So, who knows? I mean, they already said, you know, that you remember the big scare over plastic bottles.
Yes. Yeah.
And the manufacturing number on them, which ones were best to, you know, refill with water or not.
Right.
Because you were getting PCBs from the ones, you know. Oh, this is a nice one. You know, I like this. I like a little spout, you know. But it's only good for, you know, a period of time of the water they put in it. But yet you keep putting water in it and not knowing you're getting deteriorated plastic.
Yeah, so what would you say? Do you do that? Would you tell people just don't do that?
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer in believing in God.
So you're saying, hey, then just roll the dice. Don't listen to everything you're hearing.
That's right. Put your trust and your faith in, you know, mm-hmm. in the Lord. You know, I mean, but it's just like, what are you going to do? Not go outside?
Yeah.
Lock yourself up?
Yeah. So you make a good point. It's like we're talking about travel and looking over your shoulder at every single time something horrible happens, thinking, ooh, that could happen here, that could happen to me, this could happen, yeah.
Well, you can convince yourself to die.
I like that.
That's the whole point.
That's not good. Yeah, you can convince yourself. That's terrible. But you're right. And people do. Grim, you are absolutely right. If that's what people say to themselves, that's what they do. Thank you for the call. Grim earning his reputation tonight, earning his name. Yeah, he's right. I mean, Henny Penny, the sky is falling. It is a shame because I think that there are other people in other sub-developments that are in for big surprises in the upcoming years, and then the municipalities will have to deal with it if we're looking at a Flint, Michigan type of situation. Hang with us.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We kick off yet another week across America here on ATN. It's a big week because it's the opening week in Major League Baseball. Plus, we have the end of the college hoop season. Villanova and North Carolina will tangle in action on Monday night. The ACC and the Big East. Who wins this battle? Hopefully it's a close one. North Carolina favored by 2.5 points. Always more exciting to watch sports when it's down to the wire. I don't care what sport it is. If it's a blowout, it's fun for the people who are rabid fans, but even they get bored with it after a while. It's that tension, that excitement. Who's going to win? What's going to happen? Yeah, kind of like what we're seeing in politics, right? 2016, for all the mudslinging, nonsense, criminal activity, not criminal activity, war of words, tweets, people who dump out, people who jump in, people who should keep their mouths shut. There is a big similarity between sports, the theater of it, and the theater and the reality of what's happening when it comes to the politics here in the United States. And 2016 couldn't be bigger. And I'll tell you, I knew it would be exciting and perhaps different, but not like what we're seeing. I could never have predicted this. How long have we talked about it? What's happening with the Democrats and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton? What's happening with the Republicans down to 3? Donald Trump, quoted all over the place, the king of the Twittersphere, who has detractors who have power in the Republican Party. But what will it mean in the end, and what will some of the decision makers decide has to happen when they hit the convention floor? That is the key element to winning the whole thing. And it's very delicate, because decisions that are made today affect what's going to happen tomorrow. And if there is a convention that's wide open, oh my, look out. And then wide open, there are other twists that it could take. So I'm saying North Carolina and Villanova, I think they go at it hard. And up and down, score, high-scoring affair. And it's not going to disappoint. I think if you're a college fan, just like this election, you're not going to be disappointed in what you're going to see for a Final Four game, for the last game, a championship game. By the way, Trump went, and he's been on many, many shows with Fox. He went on another Fox show. He talked to Greta, and he was asked the question again about paying more for U.S. protection, our allies, and he's not backing away from that. He said, I don't want Japan to go nuclear, but he did a town hall 2 days before the Wisconsin primary. Polls showed he trailed Ted Cruz. Trump said that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour wasn't good for business or job creation. He said if you start raising minimum wage, you're going to make a lot of companies even more non-competitive. He said the very rich are probably going to end up paying more with his plan to change the nation's tax code by simplifying it. Are you kidding? Simplifying it? Also mentioned there would be more of an incentive to invest and create jobs for people who are experiencing enormous wealth and can do such things. So all of Sunday really was about defending his comments on abortion, comments about Ted Cruz's wife and America's participation in NATO. He pointed to the deals to defend countries like Japan, Germany, and South Korea as an example of how the U.S. is a policeman to the world, which I can't argue with that, that's the perception. And took apart any other questions about whatever gossip or whatever other nonsense is out there. He has been the guy since June, and really since June when he jumped in, he started to get attention. He has run this campaign in a style in which he rises in the polls. He doesn't apologize for the remarks he says, and he's doesn't apologize particularly about illegal immigrants in the United States. And even the call for a temporary ban on Muslim immigrants. And over the weekend, he still says he has confidence in doing well in Wisconsin and winning the party nomination. He says, being a politician for just 8 months, and he's admitted to it, I have a learning curve. So I'm in the middle of that. And he thinks that that will be okay in turning people around, because he just knows how to speak plainly, is what he's saying ultimately. And so all the spin and all the rest of it doesn't work with Trump, because he just answers how he feels like he needs to answer. And by the way, Trump and Cruz are on the attack with this Wisconsin primary, and it's about maybe damage control, depending on how this whole thing skates out at the end. Yeah, definitely. All right, a couple of other quick hits here at the top. We're veering away from politics for a couple of minutes. And one of the stories that I read that was so disturbing, you saw what has been happening with ISIS, but the ISIS rocket expert responsible for the death of the U.S. Marine was killed in an airstrike. I know a lot of people do not agree with airstrikes, but for some, well, I think when they're pointed airstrikes especially, I say I am completely on board with it, because what are the alternatives to it? And here's the deal. On Sunday, the anti-ISIS coalition airstrike killed the guy who was responsible for, they say, for the death of a U.S. Marine in northern Iraq last month. Staff Sergeant Louis Cardine, just 27, was killed, and 8 other Marines were wounded when their detachment came under rocket fire on March 19th. Sad to say. So now, tit for tat, the drone strike killed 5 other ISIS fighters, a bunch of ISIS fighters. Jasmine Kajaz was one of them, and destroyed a couple of other tanks belonging to ISIS. So Cardin was the second American combat death in Iraq since the start of the campaign to fight ISIS in 2014. The loss of a Marine is incredibly sad. He looks so young, 27. He doesn't even look 27 in his photograph. So the fact that, if you go to military.com too, they honor him, that there was indirect fire and he got everybody safe in a bunker and he didn't make it in time. You know, that's the deal. He saved other people's lives. And this is the kind of guy that he was. So his community is mourning his loss, certainly. And now the guy responsible for his death is killed in an airstrike. And they were looking for him every single place they possibly could look, and finally got some good intel. And they were able to do that, which is great news. Not everybody agrees, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. In this scenario, I completely, completely agree. Completely. And by the way, we started talking politics in the beginning, if you believe in what Tom Jefferson says, that you have to get them out and start all over again, it'll be an interesting 2016 when we count the votes. So when do you decide? When do they decide to tell Trump enough is enough and this is it and we don't want the third party? Think about the Republicans. They started with 17 candidates. Wow. Down to 3. They signed an agreement. Now they're saying they have to abide by this agreement. They're not going to abide by it. A pledge? I don't think so. Very unlikely. So who's going to fall short? And if Trump wins the popular vote and loses the nomination, what does that mean? What do we see in the election process? Both parties have pretty much said then that voters don't matter, that the party will choose, and that would be so disappointing. One thing for your candidate to lose fair and square, another to be gypped because of the way the system has become. Certainly, we don't want to see that. And it's sad. I hate to read those stories. I hate to hear what's percolating out there. Hey, if you want to throw in, you can. Dive on the digits, 855-266-5283. Are you listening to me in the dark? Do you have a radio that was already fully charged as you sit there or lay there contemplating, when are the lights coming back on? High winds, we're talking about them next.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Turns here on the show for this hour. Dive into it if you want. I never want to leave you out in the cold. If you're listening in your hamlet and your nook and cranny somewhere and you want to pop out and say something about third party, what are you talking about? Donald Trump, what if he gets the popular vote and then they ice him out? Really, will they do that? Would they squeeze out Donald Trump? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. By the way, if you thought Trump wasn't serious, he says he was serious way back in June, but there's no doubt he's serious now. He does not go through what he's been going through on a campaign trail when he certainly wouldn't need the hectic nonsense that becomes the circus that it is. He wouldn't have to deal with that if he didn't really, really want it. He really, really wants the nomination. The Republican establishment I'll say it again. The Republican establishment really, really don't want Donald Trump to be the guy that's there because they cannot manipulate him as well, I think. That's a part of that is why. And because you have a favorite system. You have chips on the board. You have chits, as they call them. And if somebody has them, they want to dish them out. They want to get them back. Somebody owes somebody a favor. It's the favor system is what it is. So if he loses the Republican presidential nomination, he could certainly run anyway. But you've got deadlines and whatnot and what you have to deal with a third-party candidate. Would people that wanted Trump really vote on a third party? Would they do that? Would they just vote him in? Hey, he's the guy, so that's it. I'll just do it. Would he try a write-in campaign? Now, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side are not taking back their pledge because they've promised to support the party's nominee. But the Republicans have walked back comments they signed last year to support the party nominee. On Sunday, Trump refused to rule out an independent or third-party candidacy if he fails to win the nomination for the Republicans. He said, I'm going to have to see how I was treated. It's very simple. Does he do it? Does he make the move? I mean, actually, if Trump chooses to go outside and spend his own money, would it be chaos? It would be chaos. He could create big problems for the Democrats. Now, there is a history, if you want to think of third-party candidates. Well, we could go back and look at that. I know some of you would remember. Think of Ralph Nader, the Green Party, in 2000. Think of Ross Perot, the Reform Party, in 1996. Hey, he got over 8 million votes. Think of Ross Perot, an independent, in 92, over 19 million votes. Think of John Anderson, independent congressman. Think of his run in 1980. George Wallace, 1968. Strom Thurmond, 1948. There you go for your third party candidates. Thurmond, by the way, was the states' rights Democratic Party. George Wallace, Alabama American Independent Party. So it's rare. Not Anderson, won the White House, but they did participate in debates, and they did affect the campaigns. Ralph Nader's campaign in 2000 as the Green Party pulled enough votes from Al Gore in Florida to tip the divided state. And, you know, that's what happened. If you remember, there were conversations about that for sure. That tipped the presidency to George W. Bush. Nader disputes that and says that's not true. But you look at the amount. So what would a third party candidate, would they become, you know, what would that do to the Republican Party? What would it do? Voters, I think, that means you and me, are open to voting for someone other than a Democrat or a Republican when we're completely out of our mind, bonkers, frustrated. But really, would you vote for a third-party person? Would you really, really do it in the end? Or no, because you would be too afraid of the results and what would happen? Would you play a part in a scenario you don't want to see? And the answer is, so much of the money is pumped in through the party that you want as much money running against a single opponent that you could possibly have. And whatever happens with the Democrats, it's not going to be a slouch dealio. It's going to be full on, game on. Definitely. Interesting times. Don't they say, may you live in interesting times? My friends, if you're listening to my voice, you live in interesting times. I didn't even mention this. Worth mentioning is such a big deal. The Panama paper corruption papers. Corruption, really, they say, broke the internet. There was so much interest in the story. And the story goes, it took off on social media, trended on topic. The hashtags alone were insane. And it's the largest leak in history, they say, revealing world leaders and business people hiding trillions in offshore havens. So, of course, it's going to draw a lot of attention. A year-long investigation revealing how many of the wealthiest, including politicians and world leaders, hid billions of dollars in offshore shell companies is crazy. 11.5 million document haul. Accusing 140 leaders, by the way, of evading taxes, laundering money through a network of offshore companies. It went viral. It's a big deal. You think of the names on there. Former Syrian president, or no, not former, actually, current Syrian president, Bashar Assad. The Iceland's prime minister, Russia's prime minister, Vladimir Putin, and then so many others. So you had dozens of journalists who spent a year going through the data that was leaked from the law firm and drew connections between the networks of 72 current or former heads of state. Wow. Highlighting conflicts of interest. Accounts traced back to relatives and close friends of whoever the leader was. Like the cellist who was childhood friends with Putin. That's crazy. To have that leaked. Oh. So, of course, social media would explode. To know who the wealthiest are, where the money came from. I mean, this is war. This is more than scandal. This is tough. This is tough. Dumping a bunch of money overseas and then facing people and talking about what fiscally can happen, isn't happening, and we need your support to make this work. Oh. I'm sure so many people who read that want nothing to do with being a part of it. Thanks so much to John C. filling in for Patrick Eggdorf. And all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.